Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
You're listening to Drink, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Riccadonna, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
And your producer, not getting paid nearly enough, Soul Joel.
But worth every penny. I think both parties are winning on this one.
Or it's a lose-lose. I'm not sure.
Wow, what happened there?
Jeez, Merry Christmas, everybody. Joel's not getting paid enough.
Well, somebody's not getting his Christmas bonus that Mark, we already had for.
Yeah. Mark and I are raking it in over here.
Yeah, well, you guys always talk about, oh, we'll edit this in post and then give me more work.
Yeah, well, we never do.
Take 12.
We always say, we'll edit that in post, and then the people here, we'll edit that in post.
That's true.
Yeah. When someone says, well,
that should be the name of the podcast.
We should start telling people.
Take it from the top.
You should have seen what we said that he did edit.
Yeah. Oh, we have done edit.
I've never heard Richie use the C word so much.
Clause?
Anyway, we have a very special guest.
We really do.
We sometimes overplay our hand when we say
do.
Special
guests. And this could be one of
Oh, wait, nobody moved. Those are mine. That little plink.
No, plink. We're very excited.
Those little jingle bells.
You know what's interesting about this guest?
That he's already started talking. We haven't introduced him.
Right, that, and you and I met him the same day.
We did?
Didn't we? Or did you meet him before that?
I do a lot of drugs. I don't remember.
Okay, Joel, do you know?
No.
When at the... Sorry. I forgot we pay you by the word. We did a tour, the Soul Joel tour, and we went to the church down the street from here.
Yes, we
did.
And
sitting in the front row, the man, the myth,
Michael McDonald,
Chuck Gill. And he was
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. And Joel, he was Joel's teacher, so Joel's known him
forever.
And we became fast friends.
Yeah.
Right?
I think, yeah.
You and I met Chuck the same day, and we've been, he ended up in the Richie Byrne show, what you directed. He ended up in the video, and we've just been hanging out. We've been, you know what I mean? Like, how funny
it's
is
true.
That?
True.
He was
we broke in bread.
Many times.
Went to your place.
That's right.
Hung out. You drank his scotch that you gave him.
But with all due respect, he gave the scotch to me. He didn't say it was only for me. And
right. So. I mean, I didn't show up with an empty bottle and go, here's for you.
Yeah, right.
It was good. Thank you for having me.
Look at Chuck trying to make the joke softer. He's a gentleman.
Chuck Gill's here. Chuck Gill, baby. A.K.A. Santa Claus. So, Chuck's been very busy.
Oh, it's been a great season.
Fill us in on so exactly what your schedule is, because you're doing stuff in Atlantic City, you're doing stuff in Philly, you're doing stuff all over the place.
This was the season where I was going to take a rest, and because we moved. And
All while him and his wife.
You're not in the North Pole anymore.
I know.
Global warming.
Well, it's the global warming, but it's also we can get a cheaper rate in China, so the wild card hooked us up. Yeah.
Shout out to the wild card.
Wow, that was awesome.
I'm back, baby.
When is he back?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So
of last week.
He will have already been back by the time it's here.
Yes.
Yeah.
The wild card, for those of you who don't know, it's the one, the only Joe Richardson.
Yes.
Joel's dad, who we all love, and he's crazy.
The original.
The original. The one that they broke that mold.
The OG.
My stepdad is also Joe. Right. But that's another podcast.
But he's not
Hey. Well, at least. But it's been great. It's been lit the tree at City Hall. Did all kinds of fun things with that. Dax Pro Shop, Santa sat the chair for them a couple times. And out of that came the Atlantic City Christmas Parade, which goes from one end of the boardwalk. I never realized how long the Atlantic City
is. It is long.
It's long.
It's a long freaking boardwalk, especially as the sun is going down and the wind is blowing down.
Yeah, I bet.
But I did that last Saturday, and I'm guest chefing at Cuckoozilli in South Philadelphia tonight, and I'm passing out candy canes with my favorite elf, Gino Vento, next Saturday from 12 to until the candy cane.
Saturday the
22nd.
Mm-hmm.
That's
where?
Fantastic.
At the corner of Gino's, down, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
The young...
Yeah.
I may have to drive down for that. I'm off next Saturday.
I got a dozen eggs.
Because my manager sucks.
Are you off next Saturday? You're booked.
Oh. We're in a little bit of a tiff.
What am I doing?
Robin's Nest.
I am.
But that's local.
You can still make
it. It's perfect.
It's local.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm doing Robin's Nest.
Two shows.
I guess he had it penciled in case anything better came up.
Is it two shows or one?
It's one.
Well, I'm such a lazy bastard.
Stop being a draw.
Apparently I did. It's only one show. All right, then great. Where are you next Saturday?
I'm upstate.
Where are you?
Joel's here.
I'm with you at the Robin's Nest.
Who else is on the show?
No one yet. We're assessing ticket sales.
It's going to be me and you?
Can we do
the show may get canceled? Are you telling me the show's going to get canceled?
No.
Merry Christmas, asshole. I already had a terrible December 23rd where people spit on my car. Now I can have an awful December 22nd hanging out with you, getting no money.
Welcome to Soul Joel Productions, baby. We're really looking forward to 2019.
So how would you normally start? As we have a drink. And
yes.
Since Chuck has a wonderful bar in his
wonderful that he made himself, right?
No.
He had it imported from France.
Yeah, that's a great story, but too long for now.
I missed that.
The bar itself, I do too.
God, I can't.
But,
I mean, I can't wait to see your new house.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I think we're coming up bigger and better.
Okay.
Bigger and better. The bar itself is from France.
That's awesome.
But the bar back was built by an artisan, a friend of mine.
Wow,
we built
nice.
The bar back. Yeah, yeah.
So when we're down there and
we bring
down the glasses, what's your drink of choice? I went with the scotch last time.
A good Kentucky bourbon is always is always right there. And
always ready.
Always ready. And I've got a place, this young kid, it's called Trainwreck. It's up in Mount Holly. It's a distillery. And this young man, I met him. He's a good kid and makes good booze.
Yeah.
Makes it, distills it right there in Mount Holly.
Craft beer was like so 2010.
Yeah.
Distilleries.
Yes, right. And
people
he
make
does,
gin.
What?
He does a gin, which I have not had. He does a vodka, a rye. And he does a bourbon, since it's in an old train station, it's called Super Chief. And it is banging.
Nice.
Yes.
I think we need a road trip.
Think Basil Hayden.
Okay.
I mean, it's that good.
Well, what?
It's that good.
What time are you handing out candy canes next week?
From 12 to 12 until the candy canes run out. So we will be there
be
at
there.
Noon.
I could be there for the beginning. I just have to
okay.
take off.
And but maybe after we're done, we can take a
yeah.
quick jaunt up to Mount Holly.
Yeah, he opened, which is in the Robin's Nest.
Oh, right, the Robin's Nest is in Mount Holly.
That's jokes.
I wish you could have seen Joel's reaction to that.
Well, because I thought he was actually being Magellan. Turns out he was just being Clueless Lou. Merry Christmas.
Can anyone hear you from over there?
That doesn't matter.
The snowball.
No one's listening.
The snowball picks up.
I'm getting paid in silence.
Okay.
Like I was on stage.
Oh.
Good talk.
This year for New Year or for Christmas, I think we should all give him a joke book.
Yes.
Dude, Nate Bargatze did that to me in the road in Uniontown. I was packing up my stuff and I left something behind and he handed it to me. It was my joke book. He goes, "Listen, man, I was gonna throw it out, but I figured you should do it."
Ooh. You have a joke book?
So, nah, this is 9 years ago.
You used to have a joke book?
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters a lot. Was it a notebook that you wrote your jokes in, or
just my thoughts, really? You know. You know how that is.
And my last thought was maybe I should be a booker.
That's booker. Booker.
Bookie. Bookie. There's more money in it.
Oh wow.
And see.
So the second thing we do during the show.
Mark Riccadonna keeping us focused.
I can't get over this. This is such a turn.
Yeah.
Riccadonna's keeping us on track.
That's because I have a long drive over right now. So what we normally do is tell a joke. Now, Santa, you're on the corner ringing bells.
Yeah.
Chuck Santa.
All right. I have some really bad
Christmas jokes.
Bad Christmas jokes. Why did the Christmas cookie go to the doctor?
Why did the Christmas cookie go? Well, I know the answer.
Yeah, you know the answer. He was feeling crummy.
Oh,
bang.
Come on.
Bang.
Come on, cookie.
All right.
That's another good one. I love bad jokes.
What's at the end of Christmas?
Christmas end?
The letter S.
Oh, you got me with the heavy one.
All right. Are you begging for more?
I would love
it. Who delivers Christmas presents to dogs?
I know.
Go ahead.
Well, Santa Paws.
Santa Paws. Woof, woof.
Who delivers presents to Joel? Metapaws.
Wow, that was so fucking funny.
We've been living on a prayer for years.
My God, that was good.
Oh,
well, you know, there's always funny in the truth. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, hopa. I can bring it back down to nothing.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah. Ready? What did the bald man say when he got a comb for Christmas? Thanks, I'll never part with this.
Wow. I'm going to do some dirty ones.
Go ahead. All right. Thank you. Save me, Daddy.
Why is Santa so damn jolly?
Why?
Because he knows where all the naughty girls live. What do priests and Christmas trees have in common?
Oh.
It's not what you think. What do priests and Christmas trees have in common?
They both come once a year.
Their balls are just ornamental. Which doesn't really work.
Anymore. Yeah.
Why was the snowman smiling?
Ooh.
He could see the snowblower coming down the street. Wait, I saved the good one. This is a good one.
He's going to end with something.
What do all the female reindeer do when Santa takes the males out to guide his sleigh?
What's that?
They go into town and blow more than a few bucks.
Ooh, that one was on the naughty list.
Try the veal.
If you guys... This just makes me so happy. Sitting around laughing.
Nobody loves a street joke more than Mark Riccadonna. Oh, seriously.
It is so funny. Even the bad ones are.
I know. You love them.
So well, Chuck, okay, but how many people come up to you guys with really horrible jokes
all the time?
Hey, this is a good one. And like you want to say, no, I'll give you $5 just to walk them.
Okay. No, you know what? David Feldman, when he was on the podcast, when he said he only wants to hear the horrible ones.
Yeah, David.
It changed my mind. Now I'm like, yeah, you know what? Tell me the worst joke. So then I know to avoid you the rest of the night.
There is one joke here that had your punchline. Why doesn't Santa have kids of his own?
Menopause.
He only comes once a year.
Oh.
Right. Why did Santa name his new rude reindeer Olive?
Why?
Because all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. Like, yo, fat boy. Come on. All of the other reindeer.
I got it.
To explain it. You know, a comic told me once, if you have to explain it, don't do it.
I don't get this one.
But did Adam say the day before Christmas? It's Christmas.
Eve. I got it. Okay. It's come.
It's all in the delivery.
Wow. Yeah. Chuck, we all know you as Santa, but you also do a lot with theater.
I do. I'm a teaching artist, which means I go into schools and work with kids, third through sixth grade, third through eighth grade. We produce a show. So I usually work in schools where they have no performing arts program. I go in and I institute a performing arts program.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding to see kids who don't know that they have that in them. And then to work, we start in January. We usually have a show the end of March. We meet three times a week. We keep increasing the time every month. So in about 90 hours, these kids come up with a full-blown show.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you had one that was like, this should be a real show? Like this should be.
No, they don't write them. I have a friend up in New York who writes these things. And then I'll usually take, like I have choreographers, but I'll usually take the people from school. So I'll take the music teacher. I'll take like this one school I'm at. I love these people. They're great. The music teacher, a second grade teacher who's my stage manager, who this year has the whole thing all set up and ready to go for me. I mean, virtually, I have to just walk in January and turn the key.
Now, let me ask you, last year at this time, you were doing all this stuff and you were also the Philly Pops. Yeah.
Yes. Well, the Philly Pops were kind enough to me this year to allow me.
You would have done it this year, but you were
I would have, but I was moving, and my wife, who I love and adore, and otherwise I would have had to live with you, Richie.
Which I was all for.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want Santa as a roommate?
Can you cook? You
know? It's like an 86.
I've been to your house.
He's the French. He's
Santa.
But think about it. I went to your house. You cooked me an amazing meal. Got me drunk.
That's true.
And we smoked a nice stogie.
That's
what,
true.
Next to him, really, what more?
That's right.
Do I need?
Right.
Now, and we were outdoors. It was freezing.
That's
and
true.
And the fires going. Remember how cool that was?
Yeah, the fires. And we had
and didn't even. It was so cool. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That was a magical evening.
Oh, what a great night. That was the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
Which is, this may be airing this year. So maybe we'll do it again. Well, we can't. You moved.
Well, no.
You're not ready yet. Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll find it.
We'll figure it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go to a cigar lounge.
But what?
Which there is one in Doylestown.
Really?
Oh, yes. And I can be there in 7.5 minutes.
Well, that's what you said.
That's that time continuum.
That doesn't impress me at all. You can be anywhere in 7 minutes.
That's true.
But the Philly Pops, what was that like?
Philly Pops is amazing, and I am happy to say that I'll be back singing with them next year.
Cool, very cool.
Yeah.
Yay.
You sing for 36,000 people. You sing 12 shows, 12 sold-out shows. And at the Kimmel, it seats over 3,000 people. So do the math. And it's you have people in the fourth tier hanging over going, Santa!
Really?
And like all I can see is like shaking.
It's like a rock star.
Yeah.
You get to be Mick Jagger but not watch your diet.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, people, now I must say that when I lit the tree at City Hall, Gritty, that frickin' hockey mascot
Muppet thing,
totally overshadowed everybody. So this ginger, you know.
He looks like an animal.
But, and what is he, the Flyers mascot?
Yeah, he's the Flyers mascot. Gritty. Who has made international news. Yeah, Google.
He looks like Dan St. Germain.
He looks like who?
Dan St. Germain.
It's like if Animal and Snoppelopagus had a baby.
Yeah, I've seen it. Gritty, okay.
Yeah. Okay. It would be Gritty. Well, I walked out, Gritty headlock, and the Philly Fanatic saved me.
Good.
So, yeah.
I would have been rooting for the Fanatic.
Yeah. So that was great. So the, he, I mean,
the Philly Fanatic's an interesting mascot.
Yes,
because nobody knows what the hell he is either.
He's like a Snuffleupagus type character. Yeah, yeah.
I saw a mascot in football a couple of weeks ago. I thought this was the funniest thing. Guy on the opposing team, I think it was Tampa Bay, scores a touchdown, and it might have been the Dolphins mascot just turned. The guy's celebrating, and he's got like one of those fake belly things,
yeah.
And the guy just takes his hips and goes, like he's fucking. He was I'm like, I can't believe he just did that and got away
that
with
it.
Yeah, I'm like, he just was.
Yeah, because there, and believe it or not, there is mascot decorum.
You know what? Thinking about it now, I think he was imitating what the player was doing.
Oh,
the dance.
Okay.
But that's not how it looked, because the player had his back to him, and he just saw the mascot go up and down.
Maybe it was just a horny dude.
Yeah, maybe. Now,
do you remember the Olympics in 2000? They had a mascot. It was called What Is It? And it looked like the Philly Fanatic. That's
yeah,
what I thought
right.
The Fanatic was.
No.
Yep. It's this weird green creature with like a lightning nose.
And they named it What Is It?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
That's because they went, what the?
They come out, here's your new mascot.
This didn't come out
way
name.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be five rings.
Yeah.
So let's just call it What Is It. We don't have money to do it. What made you get into the Santa business?
My mother. No, very simply.
Family business.
Son, you're going to do this. No, my mother was a buyer for Allied Stores, and I was a theater major, and she came home, and she said to me, "You're going to be Santa Claus. Our Santa Claus quit, died, I forget what, but she said, you are going to be Santa Claus."
And how old were you at the time?
19.
Wow. Okay.
So it's been a few years, and it's been off and on, and it was like, he was a fun character, and Santa evolved. I didn't want to do Santa, so I did this elf, and I did this elf called T.R. Hollybottom, because I thought that was kind of fun, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hollybottom, and I did a lot of adult parties, as well as...
I thought I recognized you from the Belladonna party.
Well, thank you. It gives a whole new meaning to Hollybottom. But
were you getting some lap dances, what?
Santa?
Your
name, Power Top.
Yeah. Speaking of nothing underneath the robe, I don't hate it.
Why do you always make that face? Have you ever noticed that? When Joel says one of those sarcastic things, there's this big.
This, yeah, if I was typing, I would have the smiley emoji.
He did it again.
He mugs for the microphone.
He's
like Jack Benny.
Hey, it got Benny Miles. Come on.
Yeah.
Now,
before you say that, I have something for you. Now, you don't know how hard this was. Michelle was a big...
Joel, get off your knees, get off your knees.
Well, that has nothing to do with the previous conversation. But listen, Tuesday night, Michelle, who's a big fan of all of ours, comes to all my shows. She had a bakery make us cupcakes.
Oh, yes, and
because it was tied in, I should have done this earlier, to the year of the Elf on the Shelf, she had the bakery make you an elf cookie.
Look
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that is
what's
so
the
nice.
Bakery? Let's give them a plug.
Yeah.
Bunny cakes?
Bunny cakes.
Yeah. Buddy, you don't know how hard it was to leave that and not eat it.
Oh, my God. After I ate that cupcake, I would have...
Bunny Kennedy.
I would have broken and said, sorry, Richie, you didn't get nothing.
Yeah. And you guys would have forgot, and all would have been forgiven.
Bunny's Cakes. No, this is Bunny Cakes. But this is Bunny's...
Cakes.
Bunny'sCakes.com. But it is Bunny Cakes. I guess it was already taken.
Well, her name
that's
is Bunny
really
Cakes.
Sweet of them.
He says, Santa has sent me here to bring you some holiday cheer. I'll be watching over you, which I just find creepy, but I'll be watching over you and reporting it too.
When I was a kid, whenever I masturbate, I go, you liking this, Santa? Yeah.
Hey, Santa.
Look at me being naughty.
I got you, naughty list. Right here. Right here.
No, I figured, give him a show. I tie myself up. Take out the heels.
Yeah, you figure he's not going to report it.
Yeah,
he's right.
Yeah.
He'll be going
Why
to
do
jail.
You know about this, Santa?
He's saying,
"Oh, he's been bad."
I just stuck with cookies and milk, you weirdos.
Father Murphy, but
Joel stuck with cookies and milk and waited up to ask Santa how good Mrs. Claus was in bed. How old is she really, Santa? I want to tell you a story. I played Santa when I was younger.
Really?
I was just got out of college.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine, I was a theater major too, and my buddy Tom Stokes, who I haven't seen in years, he was working, he was also an actor, and he was working at some, you know, place,
right.
Some office, right? They were going to have a Christmas party.
Oh,
they wanted a Santa.
A Santa.
And they were paying me a lot, pretty good money. He goes, "Dude, come in and be Santa." So I get there, and he's got the whole outfit, which, and I set up, and I'm about to go out, and I get a nosebleed.
Oh, you're kidding.
On the white beard?
On the white beard.
Thank God it wouldn't stop. So now they're out there. They're getting drunk. So I think he had a second beard or whatever. We got the blood, but it took a while for my nose. I don't know why. I think I was really nervous about doing
it. Sure, sure. Okay.
Before I was a comedian, so I really didn't, you know. And so now I go out, and these people couldn't be ruder. Really? They are the meanest, nastiest people. And I'm out there,
suck.
And and at one point I go over to a woman, I go, "And what do you want for her?" She goes, "I'll get the fuck away from you."
Oh.
And I just turn and go, "Lighten up, people. It's Christmas and I'm sick." My nose is bleeding. I don't need this shit. Like Santa went off.
Yeah. That just happened in England. That happened. An alarm went off. And kind of like Joel's phone.
No, it's not my phone.
Oh, okay.
Fine, it's in the other room. Relax and continue.
Thank you.
Frank, I was a theater major. You really lost your concentration quick there.
Anyway, so in England, this Santa Claus is at a mall or something. Anyway, the fire alarm goes off. The guy skitzes out and yells at the kids, rips his beard off and goes, "Everybody get the fuck out of here."
What?
Yeah. And the kids all went, and the parents all went, "He's not the real Santa."
Wow.
Dear. He's not the real. And he's like, "Get out. Get out now."
Wow.
Now.
Did they ever find out what exactly made him snap?
An alarm. A fire alarm went off.
Just scared the shit
out of him. So it scared the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And he totally lost it.
Jack Frost was nipping at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. And they evidently he wasn't high, he wasn't drunk, he
really?
Just totally skitzed out. Yeah.
Jesus. I used to dress up the last day of school before Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
I would come to school
like
Santa.
Yeah.
And I wore the whole outfit and did the
really?
Whole thing. Yeah,
that's
and
pretty
just come
cool.
in
and you still got cool. late?
I had to empty my sack.
I don't think we could go out with a better line than that. What, are we at 30 minutes? We'll edit this. We're going to start paying them.
Cheap bastard.
That's just
what happened.
What happened?
He's looking at porno.
What are you doing? Oh my God. This guy just complained on the opening about all the work he does. And then how we should pay him. And then when we ask him one question, he completely fucks it up.
Happy holidays.
Where is it?
I don't know. It didn't
really. I want to check for calls.
Do it. Call us out, Mark. Call us out. And that was Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
So, I wasn't going to do it.
Right.
But I wasn't going to do Santa. I'm like, why?
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.